Is tourism and peace relevant? Your response counts. Lewis told eTurbo News publisher Jürgen Steinmetz, speaking from his retirement home in New York yesterday, he didn't want to write an article for the new year but asked eTurbo News to publish his article he circulated in the last IIPT newsletter written by him and B. Broda a couple of years ago. Peace through tourism became an essential line of thoughts and action by many in the global travel and tourism industry, also by the World Tourism Network. Under the leadership of Jürgen Steinmetz, its founder and chairman, as well as Dr. Taleb Rifai, co-chair, its president Dr. Peter Tarlow, and VP Alain St. Ange, and so many trying to make small and medium-sized travel and tourism businesses in 133 countries matter by facilitating discussion with governments, tourism leaders, association leaders to cover the wide spectrum of our industry relevant to SMEs. World Tourism Network, WTN. WTN is the voice for small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, for the global travel and tourism industry in more than 130 countries. Amid a newly re-emerging travel and tourism industry and bloody conflicts raging in Ukraine, Gaza, and many other hotspots in the world, the strength of peace through tourism has become so important that many of the leaders in this tourism world, whom many look up to for guidance, don't know what to say when asked to provide recommendations for our industry to continue its influence on world peace. So for them, it seems to be easier to be silent on this subject and continue to set global trends for so many in tourism regardless. World Tourism Network asked key leaders, all members and supporters, emphasizing that there are no correct or incorrect answers. Responses should come from experience and from your heart and gut feelings. International Institute for Peace Through Tourism IIPT Peace Through Tourism. Looking for New Year's suggestions how tourism can play its role in maintaining peace, feel free to participate. Deadline is December 28 midnight Hawaii time, or December 29, 11 o'clock a.m. London time. So far we received so many great responses from so many members of our industry showing their true concerns, sharing their experience and leadership. From other who hold top position, the answer so far was silence, and we encourage those also competing for high position not to shy away and participate. Email your response before the deadline to jts@wtn.travel or send to WhatsApp, Viber, +1-808-953-4705. When asking retired Lewis DeMore in New York, he said he did not have a specific message for the new year, but wanted us to share his last article he wrote for the International Institute for Peace Through Tourism newsletter. iturbonews.com. Reader of the One Earth, One Family Portrait. By Lewis DeMore, founder and president emeritus IIPT. At the IIPT Second Global Summit in 1994, Building a Sustainable World Through Tourism, we had four persons who had traveled around the world: Edgar Mitchell, lunar module pilot of Apollo 14 in 1971, he was the sixth person to walk on the moon; Soviet cosmonaut Dr. Georgi Grechko, who set a record at the time for the longest stay in space of more than 3 months aboard the Salyut 6 space station in 1977-78. They traveled around the world every 90 minutes. Photo: Edgar Mitchell and Georgi Grechko. IIPT's first ambassador for peace, wheelchair athlete Rick Hansen of Vancouver, Canada, who in 26 months, in 1985-87, wheeled around the world, 40,000 kilometers in a wheelchair, visiting 34 countries and raising $23 million, is supportive of spinal cord research. Photo: Rick Hansen. And Padre Johnson, who in the 1990s, traveled around the world for 13 years and living in 159 nations, traveling by almost every means of available transportation, including a few thousand miles of walking, to capture faces of the global human family. Photo: Padre Johnson. But his story begins more than 20 years prior to that, in 1966-68, when he entered the Navy Marine Chaplain Corps during the Vietnam War. In view of his extensive medical background and also his very successful community and campus ministry as an ordained Lutheran pastor, he was officially assigned for the first time in American military history to serve an independent duty position as both chaplain and field medical officer with a Black Beret River Raider Assault Force 1 Special Forces Unit in the Mekong Delta region. he literally cared for the body and soul of those he served and was branded with the respected name of Padre. For Padre's many successful life-saving medical rescue efforts under some of the most mission impossible combat conditions, during which he was wounded in two separate battles, he was very highly decorated with two Silver Stars, the Legion of Merit with Valor, the Bronze Star, two Purple Hearts and the Vietnamese Cross. He became one of the highest decorated chaplains in U.S. history. A year after Padre returned from Vietnam, he was honored as one of the 10 outstanding young Americans. It was only the second time in the award's history from its beginning in 1938 that this prestigious honor was given to someone representing the military. The award was given to Padre for his many life-saving medical accomplishments under impossible conditions. Padre was also a very successful college athlete in football and baseball, during which he was offered a bonus contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers. He was an emergency room and operating room medical technician during the period of his medical studies and then entered Lutheran Theological Seminary at the University of Chicago and became an ordained Lutheran minister prior to his 4 years of active military service. Following his 4 years in the active military and in Vietnam, he was offered a series of state and national leadership positions in government and human services in the state of Minnesota. There he created and implemented some very successful community-based crime and drug abuse prevention as the Director of Development for the Governor's Crime Commission and later as Director of Community Development for the National Technical Services Foundation. In the late 70s, Padre departed from his active ministry in the Lutheran Church and returned to Wyoming, where his career was launched in Western, wildlife and portrait art. His Ghost Riders in the Sky painting was globally distributed and won the National Western Artist Award. At the pinnacle of his nationally recognized and celebrated Western wildlife art career, he received a gold medal award for the quality of excellence as a sketch and oil paint artist in Oslo, Norway, where the Nobel Peace Prize is presented. At that celebration, he was strongly encouraged to travel the planet, under foundation sponsorship, to capture the best in the human drama through his portrait art talent and in writing his worldview insights. In the 1990s, Padre completed his 13-year Faces of the Global Family project by actually living with the people as they lived in 159 nations. During and following his global adventure, Padre painted and sketched over 500 portraits, including his centerpiece painting of 25 friends, surrounding our incredible Earth, representing the then 7 billion people that occupy a space on our amazing planet. In December 1992, his book, Journeys with the Global Family, and his Faces of the World art exhibition, were celebrated at a very successful premiere opening at the United Nations in New York. Another highlight overseas premiere exhibit and presentation of his book and Faces of the World art exhibition occurred in Beijing, China's Forbidden City Royal Palace site. This was the first time an American artist was invited by the Chinese Ministry of Culture to exhibit at the Royal Palace site. Padre arrived at the second global conference a couple days early with a collection of his art to exhibit. I had the opportunity to have lunch with Padre, which was quite an experience, full of laughter and engaging conversation about his travels. During the conference, Padre struck up a friendship with Georgi Grechko, the Soviet cosmonaut, who also had an engaging sense of humor. Following the conference, Padre graciously allowed IIPT to use his Faces of the World centerpiece painting as an expression of One Earth, One Family to promote together with our IIPT credo of the peaceful traveler. He also provided us with 25 copies of his award-winning book, Journeys with the Global Family, to present to prominent personalities in subsequent global conferences and summits. I've remained in contact with Padre by phone over the years. In my last conversation with him a couple of months, he advised that they are doing a movie of his life and that he is scheduled to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor, the country's highest military honor. B. Broda, Editor IIPT Newsletter. iturbonews.com